Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Start up, start up. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, start up, start up. They making noise. Start up. Start up, start up, start up, start up, start up.
Episode 161.
161.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast. Woohoo!
Well, you're in a good mood today.
I'm in a great mood today.
Does it have anything to do with the big news we're going to have later on in the show to announce? Huge!
What big news?
Did I not tell you? Oh, no, that's right. I have to surprise you. I did it all by myself.
What did we do? I'm happy for a different reason.
I shot off some emails, got in touch with corporate, pulled some strings.
Get out of here.
Had to rat somebody out.
Shut the front door, Brody.
I went above somebody's head.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I'll tell you the whole story later. I promise.
What does it involve?
I promise you'll hear it before the episode's over.
All right.
I got to figure out a way to work it in. What are you happy about?
It's my birthday. Today's my birthday.
Oh, right. It's your birthday. Yes, happy birthday.
Thank you.
As it is every year, 4 days after mine.
Yes, it is.
And as I pointed out on the 15-minute morning show, the advantage of my birthday being 4 days before yours and 4 days before my wife's, because her birthday is today as well.
Yeah, yes, you don't get scared.
I get to feel out like what the vibe is. Is it big gift year? Is it no gift year? Is it meh year? Right? Like, you did nothing for me, so I knew
it's
I had
it's like a Chinese New Year, like the year of the blank, the year
right,
of
the year of the big gift, right, you get the year, rat.
Guess what, Brody? This is the year of the turd, because right. I didn't get you anything.
Right, so I knew I had 4 days to not get you anything. It's perfect.
Plenty of time.
Like, if my birthday was tomorrow, and you got me something today, I would have to scramble to get you something. And I feel like, knowing you, you would deliberately get me something on the third, so I would be screwed for the fourth to get you something.
You know who does that to me all the time? Is... the women at the radio station give me Valentine's cards and all kinds of things.
Oh, really?
I've gotten things from some of the members of our show in the past, and then I'm like, oh, I look like a fucking idiot right now. And then last Christmas...
Well, that's not why.
Producer Sam got me these awesome Ultra Boosts, these Adidas Ultra Boosts. She knew I wanted them, and she heard me say it, and she bought it, and she gave them to me as a Christmas gift, and I felt like such a heel. No pun intended. Because I didn't get her anything back.
I didn't get anything from Sam, ever. And I hired her 3 times.
You're getting grief from her.
I do get grief from her, yes.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm sitting here looking. I got a rock. I did get the Brooklyn Boys rock. I finally took it home. The one that
Front,
Elena Pop Art. She
yes. Shout out to Elena Pop Art.
Yep. She made a Brooklyn Boys logoed rock.
Right. And we posted these. They're incredible. To be able to paint that well on a curved rock, amazing.
Yeah, it takes some skill for sure.
Do you have her Instagram information?
I'll find it in the meantime. But yeah, so here it is, my birthday, and I'm not doing anything. This is the first birthday that I'm not doing dick. I'm sitting home.
Have you tried to do dick?
You know that. Look at the SUD episode from earlier last year.
That was my point. Yeah, I'm not even trying this year.
I ain't doing dick this year. I'm not even not even going out to dinner with my girlfriend. I'm not going to see my friends, my boys. I even got a phone call at lunchtime today from Falco.
The 80s singer.
He's a retired cop, Anthony Falco.
Oh, I thought you meant the one who sings Rock Me Amadeus.
Yeah, Rock. The Rock Me, speaking of, that's Elena Pop Art, and I'll give you her email. Elena, it's Elena.
Dude, try not to go off on tangents. Elena, it's hard to follow you.
Elena P. Pop Art on Instagram.
Okay.
I don't like dots in Instagram handles. They just don't fit. But
I don't like underscores, but this is the world we live in.
The dot is weird in an Instagram handle.
I'm not looking for people with code information and programmers. I don't really want to know why. It's rhetorical. Yeah. I would like a dash. I would like a dash better than an underscore.
So,
I would like to, you know why? Because you can hit a dash without hitting a shift key.
Yeah.
You can just go dash. I don't want to have to shift underscore. I don't want to do that.
I got into a little bit of an argument, not to get into the weeds with.
Ugh, you and your arguments.
Commercial. Yeah, me and my arguments. To get into the weeds with commercial recording, but a lot of times, you know, we get this copy, you know, this script to read sometimes for that we have to read verbatim at the end. It's usually the call to action, right? So we say, go to, you know, z100.com/prizes for more information. Well, I had a little bit of a back and forth with a client that I recently read for because I saw that they wrote it wrong and I knew what they wanted me to say. So I said, just for the sake of argument, I'm going to keep it at Z100. It wasn't Z100. It was a client. So, and I said, all right, so Z100.com/prizes. Well, they were like, well, that's not what the script said. I said, well, the script is wrong. The script told me to read. Brody, you're going to have a conniption.
Mm-hmm.
Z100.com, again, insert client here. Z100.com/
Nope.
Yep. Prizes. Backslash.
Is that backslash really necessary?
Well, that's okay. So the first thing is, the first thing
at
is
least
no.
At least they didn't tell you to say www.
That was the other part of it. Hold on, this is a multi-pronged problem. They're like, we want you to say, go to www.z100.com/prizes/.
And I said, really first of all, they really did want you to say the www.
They did. No, they did. So I said, all right, guys. The second they hear the word .com, their ear already knows, oh, what I just heard is a web address. You don't need to hit www. I mean, my parents do that. Ugh. Who still does that? Or https://:// Like, you don't need to really do all that, you know?
No, you don't.
And you don't need the www. We know we're on the World Wide Web. We're there nonstop. It's in our pocket. It's all over. It's around us.
Nobody says www.google.com.
No.
You say google.com. You say
right.
Google.
So I always lopped that off right there. And they didn't have a problem with that part. It's like, but the problem is, it's not, first of all, you don't need the extra slash at the end of the word, right? Because it takes you, the same thing takes you to the, both.
I would imagine.
Take you to, it does. I tested it out first before argued with them.
Right.
And then they called it a backslash. But it's not a backslash. It's a forward slash.
Right.
So that's, and by the way, you don't even have to say the word forward slash. Because people know that when you're typing in a web address and then after the .com, the slash only goes in one direction. And that's the forward.
Also, the forward slash.
It's just slash.
Right. The forward slash is it's like white milk. It's just milk. It's just slash.
It's just slash.
If you want to put a modifier. Because slash has become the dominant of the two slashes, right? Except for the one in Guns N' Roses. He'll always be a big Slash. It's just Slash.
It's always Slash. Because when do you
back
even
in the day,
use it?
When we did Algebra.
Right.
I think it was Algebra, right? Yeah. It was Algebra? It was like the one before the X. You didn't have to write 1X. You just wrote X. It was assumed it was a 1X.
Right.
Right? You don't need to write the 1.
But
same. It's like an 800 number.
Right.
You don't have to tell me it's a 1-800 number. I know.
It's 800. But in the word, what does a backslash, when do you even use backslash? You certainly don't use it in a web address.
You use it in our logins at work. We have to do a domain and then a backslash.
That's a forward slash. No,
no, the domain in our login.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe,
I don't know. Maybe when people who write code, computer code, they may have use for backslash. It's just certainly not used in everyday lexicon. And
it's
certainly
also used for like graphics. Yeah. Like when you want to make a smiley face or a shrugging guy, you need the backslash.
So finally, after the back and forth, I said to them, guys, do we want people to visit the address or not? Because I have the way to do it. It's z100.com/prizes. Easiest way to remember it. You're writing for the ear. People are listening to this shit.
Right.
You don't want to. So they understood. They got back to me. I won that argument.
You're a big man now.
So back to, I was off on a tangent. So Falco called me today.
Rock me, Amadeus.
Anthony Falco. He's retired. And my retired friends who are retired from the police force and other things, God bless them. Some of them do sanitation. They're in their 40s and they don't know what to do with themselves. So they go to lunch every day.
How the hell did they retire after 15 years?
20 years on the job.
So they got on at 20.
Yes. Falco got on when he was younger. So, but the thing is, he's retired now and he's like, he goes, hey, Scary, what are you doing? It's your birthday, man. I see you posting up on IG. Like, all right, man. Yes. He goes, listen, we're going to go to Tutto Amore Mio. And
I sing it like that.
Some Italian restaurant in like Fairview, New Jersey. And we're going to eat this. And I said, look, I'm on a diet. I'm doing my detox right now. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say
that. First quarter scary
is in effect. Down 23 pounds in 30 days. Thank you. I said, I appreciate it. And he says, come on, man. You know they got Bronzino there. They can make you a Bronzino and this and that. I said, I love it. I appreciate it, but I'm going to pass. And I'm glad I did because I saw the pictures of all these guys and what they had for lunch. And they were like, they got meatball platters and chicken parm. And, you know, I'm like, thank God I didn't go because they just sent the pictures to about an hour ago. I'm like, I didn't need to be there for Temptation Island over here. Temptation is all around me, Brody. But I'm sticking to my guns. I'm not eating decadent for my birthday. I'm not going to do it for the Super Bowl. Fuck it. I'm in a zone.
Okay.
Are you proud of me or what?
Yes, I'm very proud of you.
And that's all I want for my birthday. I don't want presents. I don't want to, you know. You had asked me earlier if I was doing anything. And I'm not.
You're not doing any. Are you going crazy?
Well, it's, you know. I mean, I'll be okay. I'm going to have my boiled chicken later and broccoli.
Huh.
And that'll be my dinner.
That's exciting.
That'll be my dinner. But at least I have this podcast, right? I get to hang out and talk to one of my great friends who berated me on the radio and on the podcast and on the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. And that's all. We have each other. And I'm happy. And that takes my mind off of eating. So you had a nice birthday dinner, didn't you? Did you want to talk about what happened there? I mean, you kind of hinted at it on the big show.
I'll tell you what happened. And I want to read some birthday greetings, if I don't mind, some birthday wishes
of
I got.
Of course. Because, it's our birthday. It's Brooklyn Boy's birthday week.
As you know, I wrote back to every single DM and every single tweet and every single post that I got on all social media, except on the Elvis Duran Show account where I liked all of the posts that didn't specifically say anything. Like if there's like, happy birthday, then I liked it. But it was like, happy birthday, Brody. Hope you and your family have a blah, blah, blah. Then I wrote them back. So I hope you will be doing the same.
Dude, there's 637 comments under my happy birthday picture. There's no way I can get back to everybody.
Oh, look at Mr. Popular.
Well, no. First of all, Instagram like bans you and puts you in timeout.
Not anymore.
In jail after you like 60 things or 100 things. If you'd like too many.
No, I got away with it.
How many did you like, Brody?
Hold on.
Fucking way. There's no way.
All of them.
It's abuse of the heart button. I'm telling you, it's happened to me before. They say, no, 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 no more hearts for you. Check back in an hour. And they did that to me. Would I lie? I mean, unless they lifted that.
I've been liking, and they haven't stopped me.
Really? Yeah. How many likes you have?
Oh, could be thousands.
Okay. Well, anyway, I will try and get back to everybody. I'm going to make this blanket announcement. Thank you all for the birthday wishes.
That doesn't count.
Why not?
Doesn't count because not everybody listens to this podcast. And by the way, Slices, I have two things I want to bring up real quick. Number one, I asked you all nicely to make sure you go back and listen to episode 158. I know you haven't. A lot of you have not. So help out our poor episode 158, Crash Boom Bang, because you guys skipped it. I don't know what happened. You skipped
it. Not the people listening to this podcast. They didn't skip it. It's the not this episode. No. I see, this is where I disagree. I think most people listening are shaking their heads yes right now and saying, yes, I already listened to it. I don't have to. Because I think that we have to reach a different sector of our listenership to get to that podcast.
Scare, if our listenership is only the people that listen to 158, we're in trouble. I'm telling you, it got overlooked because iHeart didn't send out a notification.
That's right.
iHeart screwed us. So I'm just reminding you, 158, a great episode. All right, let me read a couple of birthdays and I'll tell you what happened on my birthday dinner. Just underscore Beanie, happy birthday, David Brody. Thank you for teaching me to stand up for myself. Even is not even, free dessert, slice for life. I thought that was very nice. TJ Cunahan, I always worry when I say his name because it looks like it could be a different way. Happy birthday, David Brody. May you have all of the roast pork, lo mein, no veggies, and Diet Coke, no ice you want. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Kaplan, our boy Cappy.
Yeah, I saw.
Happy birthday.
I saw a couple
the mayor
people
of
making
Rantville.
Yes.
Yep. May your pizza have sausage, your Diet Coke have no ice, and your drive-thru not have you pull up. Isn't that nice?
Yep. I got one from Janovic.
Oh, well, Janovic writes. Janovic, by the way, yeah, go ahead.
Janovic said, happy birthday, Scary. Wish you the best. I hope you get lots of sponsors so we can hit the jingle. I was going to send you guys pizza, but I remembered you're doing the Dr. Fat Loss. Ooh.
Oh, hit the jingle, you prick.
That was a scary, inappropriate commercial slip.
Love you, bro. Brody, don't get mad. I would send you pizza, too, but you're not going to the studio. When you go back to the studio, I'll personally go to L&B and deliver a couple of pies. Thank you both for what you do and for helping us get how shitty the world... Forget how shitty the world is right now. Thank you, Janovic. Oh, my God. All right, back to your yours.
Okay, so one more thing. So Z100, our New York radio station and Elvis Duran show... one of them retweeted the other, wishing you a happy birthday, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I retweeted it, but I said, wish him a happy birthday. He will reply to every tweet and DM. With an asterisk, I wrote, please tweet birthday wishes only to him. Thanks. Because I don't need to see all your birthday wishes. I don't need people hitting reply all.
Oh, wait a second. You complained about my birthday?
No, I didn't. I was retweeting and I said, hey, wish him a happy birthday, but they don't need to wish me and you a happy birthday to you. In other words, I don't need to see 100 tweets.
Oh, come on, Brody.
Hold on. I just figured I would bring, because I get alerts on my phone because here's the difference, Scary. I respond to every tweet, right? So every time I get a notification.
And I respond to every DM on Instagram. I am great. I'm 100% on Instagram.
Fantastic. So as I was saying, so every time I see a notification, I like to see who tweeted at me and I write them back. Well, if all the tweets are to you, it's wasting my time I could be spending on writing back to other people who are actually tweeting me. So funny, like five people have already broken that rule. And then I got a funny tweet. Hold on. There's a reason I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
So Samir, you blew it. Jerry Big Stick, you blew it. Paul Hill, you blew it. These are major slices, by the way. But then Eric DiErico at Dairy King 11 wrote, 0-2 so far on people's reading comprehensions, LOL. To which I wrote back, you just broke the rule also.
Because you're on the thread.
Right.
Well, it's funny how my birthday gets in the way of you responding to people back with other issues. Jeez.
No. Also, I'm having a fight with a dick who doesn't understand. He thinks he knows more about the Mets than I do. And he's being an
That's going to be very, very difficult to to overcome.
Right. He just told me how long he's been a Mets fan, and I laugh at that. I'm a Mets fan much longer than him. All right.
You are a cocky son of a bitch when it comes to the Mets.
When it comes to the Mets. We went out to dinner. My wife and a couple of my kids went out to dinner on Saturday night for my birthday. My birthday landed on a Saturday. Very nice. We went out to dinner for the first time as a family in about a year. Mm. We had gone out for New Year's Eve, right, into New Year's Day to January 1st. Well, actually, no, so December 31st, 2019. And I don't think we went out, maybe once we went out.
Dude.
In January or February before the pandemic hit.
You got to live, so, man.
That's why I'm not going out today. I'm not going to go into this with you. So as a family, we haven't gone out to eat. My wife goes out to eat. I went out once, which I told you about, when the guy's ass crack was showing. And so as a family, the four of us, one of my daughters was out of town. We went out to dinner at a place. I'll give them a shout out because they have not DM'd me back, by the way. I'm very upset. Called Town Bar and Kitchen in Morristown, New Jersey. They have a rooftop, which was excellent.
Well, by the way, if you're a slice and you're living in the Morristown area, could you tell town that the Brooklyn boys were talking about them? In a good way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So they have a rooftop, but it's not like you go up a staircase onto the roof. There's a two-level restaurant, and the second level has doors that open out to a beautifully finished, it's more like a terrace than a roof, with a fireplace and heating lamps. It was great. Anyway, there's three tables on the left, or four maybe, and three or four on the right. And because of the pandemic here in the area, they spaced the tables out, right? It's limited seating. So the table behind my wife and I are sitting on the side facing the fireplace, and my kids are sitting on the other side facing away from the fireplace. Two girls get sat at the table behind my daughters with their backs to us, close to the fireplace. I would say they're in their 20s. If they're older than that, you're welcome, ladies. You look like you're in your 20s. And some stuff happened in the news politically. And so my wife and kids and I were all talking about politics, not in an argumentative way, but we were clearly on one side of the fence politically the way we were talking, okay? The girl on the left of the two girls whose backs are to me keeps turning around and looking at my table, right? I thought she was looking for the waiter.
Yeah.
But she kept looking like sort of at me. Now, I told you this, I had my mask on.
Which I don't understand how you're sitting at a table outside with your mask on while you're eating, but okay.
Because there's other people around. There's a waiter who has a mask on.
I know,
on.
But outside, outdoor dining.
Scary.
You do what you want to do.
I don't want to get into this medical with you. This is what I choose to do, all right? Okay. Can I move on now? Right. I'm telling you I had my mask on because
people
part of the story.
People were talking about you.
They would not. You know what? Other people had their masks on also until the food came. That's what some people
really
do. Yeah, that's what people do.
I just think that if you're adventurous enough to go outdoor dining.
Adventurous. Yes, once in a year.
Okay. All right. Continue. All right.
And my wife's been vaccinated, so she
felt a little
more comfortable.
Understood. I get it. All right. Okay. All right. Back to your story. Were those girls wearing masks, by the way? Just want to know.
They were when there was no food, yeah.
Really?
Yes. The people around us also were doing that.
Fascinating.
All right. Okay. So the girl keeps turning around. Now, she had a drink, so she a couple of times didn't have her mask on. But she kept turning around and looking at us. So I thought, she's clearly on the other side of the political spectrum and is annoyed by our conversation, right?
Yeah.
Like she's thinking, oh, those blah, blah, blahs, right? Whatever. So I'm getting upset. I'm like, Mel, this woman, my wife, I said, this woman is, she, this girl, she keeps like staring. I don't know what the deal is. She's like, oh, I don't know. Maybe she's a such and such politically and is, I don't know. I'm like, the next time she turns around, I'm going to say something. This is really kind of like, you know, I'm out to dinner. She's like giving me these looks, you know? So finally, this is like 6-7 minutes of turning around. She turns around. She says, excuse me. Now I'm ready. I'm ready to go. Like, bring it. You're going to argue with me. She says, I just want to let you know I recognized your voice. I'm a big fan of your show. And so I said, thank you. Thank you
That's
very
great.
Much.
So she knew you the whole time. She knew your voice.
Right. She kept like turning around to double check. It was me. She didn't Google me because I've had people do that. Like look on the phone and look up to see if I look. But I had the mask on, so I don't know what she could have seen. You know what I mean? I had my jacket on because it was cold. So I said, it's very nice to meet you. And her friend turned around. She said, I recognize your voice too. We're all big fans.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now,
did she watch to follow to see if maybe you were going to complain and send something back or if they served you with green bits in it that like, you're like, there he goes.
I don't know the level.
And they start giggling.
She didn't say she listens to the podcast. She said she listens to the show.
Dude, he's about to get a Diet Coke with ice in it. Watch this. I would do play by play.
I will tell you about the waiter in a second because everything was really good. But her friend says, oh my God, yeah, we recognize your voice right away. Now, my family is not, they don't like get impressed by that. They're like, oh, that's nice for you. But they like to keep a low profile. Like, they don't, like, they don't revel in it. Like, yeah, my dad's famous. Because I'm not really famous. I'm just known. But anyway. So they're like, oh, my God. And so my kids are like, oh, God, here goes dad. He's going to get all, like, a big ego now up for dinner. So I said, well, it's very nice to meet you. Like, thank you. Right, very nice girls. So my kids are like, don't say a word, dad. Don't say a word. We get it. They liked you. We get it. Like, in a fun way.
Wow.
They go, okay, no problem.
They're embarrassed at their daddy.
No, they're not embarrassed. They just, they don't want me to get, like, all, like, a big head at dinner. So my wife turns to me and says, well, there's your birthday present. You found some people that like you. Okay, so that's good. So, like, about 10 minutes later, two more girls, also around the same age,
right,
go and sit down at the table. They were late. But they don't say anything. And I'm like, okay, good. Let's just, you know, we eat dinner, whatever. Have a nice time. At the end of the night, we're done first because we had ordered first. We had sat down first.
Yeah.
And as we get up, I do the right thing. I take a few steps over and I lean over and I say, ladies, it was very nice meeting you. And they go, oh my God, yeah. And the other two girls start doing the thing with their hand, like they're fanning their face, like their hand shaking. Oh my God, we love you.
Were they passing out like they're watching Elvis Presley in 1957?
Like the Beatles, right? Yeah, so the blonde,
nothing but a hound dog. And you cut to the audience and it's like, oh my God, right. I'm gonna faint.
Specifically, the blonde girl was not, I'm not like she was gonna faint, but she was like, oh my God, we love you. I would say the hand was medium speed. It wasn't like Beatles speed. It wasn't like Harry Styles speed. It was more like, oh, it's so nice to meet. But they're like, we didn't say anything. We got here late, but we recognized your voice too. We love the show. Say hi to everybody. Now, none of them said we love the podcast, and I would have said, hey, check out the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Oh, I see.
I thought that was cheesy. I didn't want to do that.
You know what? You don't want to promote that. Yeah, it's kind of, it's hard to do in that situation.
Right. Had they said they love the podcast, they'd be like, hey. Right.
Hey.
So then one girl yells to my kids, do you know how cool your dad is?
I want him to be my fuck boy.
No.
Oh. What?
No.
She didn't say that?
No, she did not.
Okay.
No. First of all of these girls were obviously single. They looked like they were single.
Right.
They're in their 20s. I am not. They were all very attractive.
Doesn't stop them.
I am not.
I'm telling
you. And I'm married. Most importantly, I'm married.
All right. Well, maybe they thought that was your older sister with you. Yeah. I don't know.
Did you just call my wife my older sister?
I meant younger sister. Maybe he thought it was a younger sister with you.
You be careful. My wife is younger than me. Don't.
She is. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
And she looks a lot younger than me.
She really does.
So be careful.
Maybe it's your younger sister.
No. You know what? Someone's going to have them listen. They're going to hear this and they're going to like, oh, listen to this.
Why?
No, they couldn't have been nicer.
Okay.
My point was, they were so nice and they're such big fans of the morning show.
You could have been their zaddy.
Would you stop?
That, okay.
Everything with you is sexual.
I love how it makes you uncomfortable. I do this just to make you uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable. I'm embarrassed for you.
Embarrassed for me? No, you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm not. No, it was very nice meeting them. The thing is, I said, oh, hit me up on social media. None of them did, so I don't know their names. So I can't, like, I would have shouted them out on the air.
Slide into my DMs, youngin'. I will say here's what gets uncomfortable. When they want to take a picture, and then they like ask your spouse to hold the camera, and they give the camera to Melissa, your wife, and say, "Hey, excuse me, could you hold this camera and take a picture of?"
Oh no,
your
she's done that. She wouldn't be offended by that.
No,
no. What's offensive, Scary, is when you and I are at a morning show event, and they have me hold the camera so they can take a picture with you.
No, they didn't. That's offensive. It. That does not happen.
Yes,
you know
it does. It happened at the food fest we went to last year. Two people were like, oh, hi, yeah. Could you take a picture of us with Scary? Yeah, it happens all the time, dude. Fine with that.
No, that's all. But that's awkward. Well, that happens to me a lot with Elvis. Hey, you mind taking a picture hold this camera. You take the picture of me and Elvis. I'm like, great, okay, I've done that.
Wait a minute. So you're saying Elvis is to you what you are to me in terms of celebrity.
No, I'm just telling you what has happened before.
You're like, oh, I'm always with a bigger star like Elvis. So, Brody, you being with a bigger star like me, it totally makes sense.
I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth. You're inventing.
But that's what you said.
No, you're inventing things now.
If A, then B. If B, then C. Therefore, if A, then C.
No. It's really...
Modus
tollens.
That's
wow,
if A,
look
then
at
B.
That, whipping out the fucking math.
Yeah, I loved algebra. It's one of those moduses.
That was
trig.
Trig.
No, it's logic. No. Logic.
Logic. Oh yeah,
it's logic. Yeah. Loved logic. Logic and algebra, trigonometry. I loved it. Calculus. Ugh. Hated. I love math. Hated calculus.
Mm. Oh wow. The birthday texts are keep coming in. I'm gonna have to ignore them now. I have to get back to every text on my phone. Every single one of them.
Speaking of posts, so on my birthday post yesterday,
yep,
on the Elvis Duran show, this happens every time. Anytime there's a big post, there's always some, listen guys, slices, if you do this, please don't do this. I know everybody has to make a living, and so I'm not looking to offend. So let me just say, I don't like it, but when you do it on a post yesterday,
I saw this.
It's extra tacky. So when there's a post, like a big news event, and you jump on, it happens on our Elvis Duran show account a lot. Don't promote your side business. Don't promote the home business, that scam that you work for, the pyramid scheme that you work for.
Yep.
You know, where you go, oh, thanks to Lori 27, I'm able to work from home, stay with my kids, and still make six figures.
Yeah.
No, promote your business somewhere
else. You could use some wrinkle cream from Rodan and Fields. Here, let me interest you in this MLM scam.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have some things to say about that. LuLaRoe
was the big leggings. Everyone had to buy leggings.
Yes.
And I tried to tell people, I didn't want to be like a thing because we know people who was selling.
Right.
It was a pyramid scam.
But not only that, it's multi-level
marketing, it's called.
Multi-level, that's why I said an MLM company is a multi-level marketing.
Which is a fancy way of saying pyramid scheme.
It's a Ponzi scheme, pyramid scheme, yes. Right, because the people in the beginning all get their money and cash out, and then, but the problem is...
You get five people to sell for you,
they
give you 10%, but eventually...
It gets harder and harder to cash out because the people at the bottom are, you know, there's way too many people at the bottom of the scheme.
And eventually, hot potato, you get stuck with all the merchandise. So yeah.
You hold the bag, You get stuck. And LuLaRoe, by the way, at some point, things like leggings is a finite item where it's not like toothpaste where you're going to keep needing more of it.
Right.
It's just at some point you have two, three pairs of leggings.
Right.
The world is leggings saturated.
I know two people that were salespeople, right? One was the other's superior in the pyramid.
Yeah.
And one made money and one got stuck with a lot of clothing.
Of course.
So Washington State just settled a case for like $400 million that they're going to reimburse the people that got stuck with their merchandise and who got scammed. But this happens every couple of years. And I hate to say this, men fall for a lot of stupid shit. But this is a lot of women who, like, as a side job or instead of working, they go, oh my God, my friend's making all this money. I'm going to do it. Ladies, I'm telling you, a year from now, when somebody's selling wigs, don't do it.
Yeah.
When somebody's selling toenail buffers, don't do it.
Didn't we talk about this on this podcast? It was a year ago on Instagram. No, the one, it was like the picture of a star. It was like the eight people with the person in the middle. And then you have to like fill the eight and then you move to the middle or something like that. And then it was like some kind of weird little diagram.
As soon as somebody says, oh my God, you'll be able to get people and they're going to give it to you. And after a while, you won't even have to work. No such thing.
It's a scamboni. Yeah, I'm going to play the jingle for that. Fuck that.
Play the scamboni. Yeah.
Major scamboni.
Scamboni.
Fuck you, LuLaRoe. And Rodan and Fields. I don't know it's similar, but I don't know. Yeah, some people may.
If you open up your own business in your basement, it's not going to last long. And you got to get out fast. You got to get out. Sell your first wave of stuff and get out.
That's what most people do. That's why it's a scamboni. The people at the top of the pyramid win. So it's like the people who create the thing and put themselves at the top, they're the first ones to cash out. Yeah,
you got
to
get out.
All right, we got to take a break.
Oh, all right. So when we come back, I will tell you the big news that Scary doesn't even know about. Big news.
Can you give me a hint? What does it start with? What letter?
No, I can't even do that because it's the sound of it. Like the sound, the letter
would help.
Okay. Can't do it.
All right, okay.
All right. Broken Boys Podcast
with Scary and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I got to know what this is.
All right.
I have a burning sensation in me.
Right now, people are trying to guess what it is. So here's what I'd like you to do. Tweet me and Skiri and at the Brooklyn Boys what you thought it was before I said it.
Okay.
I'm curious to see if you, and don't lie. Don't be like, oh, I knew it. Yep. But if you knew it, that's fine. So I went to corporate.
Do we need a drum roll for this?
No. I got to tell you the story first. I went to corporate and I said, hey, I went to our buddy, RR. Okay.
Okay.
That's his initials. I said, who handles
double R foots the bill?
Who handles this request? Who handles this thing I need done? He said, this woman, H. So I emailed H and I said, hey, I would like this done. What do I got to do?
Oh, who do I got to blow?
Nope. Didn't say that. That's, you got to just take care of yourself. So she said, oh, I can handle that. My department handles that. Not a problem. Are there any other, oh, remind me to bring up the source. Are there any other variations that you would like me to take care of? So I said, you know what? Let me get back to you. And I tweeted Skiri. I texted Skiri. And I'll tell you about the text later. I said, nope, I think we're good. Just please take care of this for me and a few of my friends in the company. Can you please just take care of this? Yep, not a problem. That was end of November, and then a follow-up email beginning of December. I don't hear anything back. I email her in the middle of December, and I said, hey, any updates? And she writes back, oh, this particular request is requiring a little more information, but it's going to take me a little bit longer, but I should have an answer for you by the end of the week, mid-December. Now, the week goes by. We go on a two-week vacation. I write her back beginning of January. Hey, H., what's the deal? It's a month now. I haven't heard anything. Nothing. So I wait a week and a half, benefit of the doubt, new year, you know, settling back in. Maybe he was on vacation. I don't hear anything. Nothing. So I forward the last email. I go, hey, you okay? Where are we at? Then, you know how I told you this story? You have to, sometimes you have to fill out a corporate ticket, like a job ticket.
Oh, yeah.
I get a completed ticket. Your job request from H has been completed.
No.
So I go and I look. It hasn't been completed.
Oh.
So I go, what the fuck? So I email RR again. And I say, hey, RR, hey, do you know what's going on with H? What do you mean? Well, here are the last emails I sent. Haven't heard back in weeks. I'm a little concerned. And nothing's getting done. He said, I'm on it. 15 minutes later, I get an email from H. I'm so sorry. I don't know how I missed this email. It was 4 emails, by the way. I'll get right on it. I promise. And then I got 6 confirmation emails because it was a digital favor and all kinds of emails confirming.
What do we got, Brody? What are we doing?
As of last Thursday, The Brooklyn Boys podcast is on Deezer.
We made it.
We're on Deezer.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my goodness. There is a Lord
above.
Happy
birthday. Happy birthday. My present to you, Skeery Jones.
The big D.
The big D. See, if I said D, the first initial, it's Deezer. It's like halfway there. Now, Skeery, you can S your own Deezer.
That's fucking amazing. We are on Deezer.
Thank you, RR, because I had to go over H's head because H dropped
the old Deezer balls.
He's nuts.
Did we find out what the holdout was? Like, why were they waiting to put us on?
No reason. Just we had never requested it. Apparently, our company has a checklist of automatics, and they weren't an automatic.
Well, that's going to be good for three listeners.
So I got Walkers and Talkers on Deezer.
Nice.
I got Celebrity Buzz on Deezer.
Yeah.
Elvis Duran 15-Minute Morning Show.
Great. By the way, if you're a slice and there's... What?
Yep. So hold on one second.
What's the matter? I was going to say, if you happen to be a slice out there,
yep.
I want to know if there's another platform that we're missing, like a big one that we're not on, let us know so we can have... RR and H go after it, whoever those people were.
Okay, so I said to Skeery, this is for the slices, I said to Skeery about 2 weeks ago before this was finalized, I said, hey, Skeery, I'm just letting you know I'm still fighting to get us on Deezer.
I remember
and
that. So,
and Skeery goes, well, wait a minute, what about other networks? You should have gotten us on other podcast networks.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me? Why'd you leave me out? Right, why didn't you tell me?
All right.
No. So you gave me grief on the phone. You were yelling at me. Why didn't I include you? Why was I? I said, well, first of all, Skeery, I wanted to surprise you when it got done. But second of all, I sent you a text message. No, you didn't. So I sent you a screenshot. The text message is me saying, hey, Skeery, what other podcast platforms do you want me to ask to get on? And your response was, hey, come to Calabria's. Calandria's?
Yeah.
For free palm on the arm.
Hey.
For your Thanksgiving, it was a food call.
I mean, how do I not? Okay, all right, whatever.
Whatever you were doing, Jingle Ball. Jingle Ball. So you didn't tell me. I did tell you. Your response to me was, come get free chicken parm.
Well, what do you expect? I have a short attention span when it comes to parm on the arm.
Go on Deezer and go listen to episode 158.
How about that?
Okay, so back to these posts. We were talking about working from home and these scam posts, right? It's annoying that you do that, but here's where it gets really bad. Here's where it gets really tacky. Like, you have to have no soul to do this. Yesterday, Screech died. Dustin Diamond. Okay? Life came to a screeching halt. There's my one bad joke for the day. Dustin Diamond passed away from leukemia. It's tragic. So Elvis Duran's show put up a post that put up a picture of Dustin Diamond and said, you know, he died. And everybody's like, oh, my God, I loved him so young, so quick. I love the show. He's had such a rough life. R.I.P. It was, you know, 600 text messages.
Right.
A post, rather. 700 within, like, the first hour.
Sure.
Like, everybody loved.
Who didn't love Screech? Who didn't love Saved by the Bell? I mean, that's...
Saved by the Bell, a classic.
Yeah.
So as I'm scrolling, I said to myself, I hope I don't see any of these self-promoting bastards on a death post.
Sure
enough, thanks to Kathy, 729.
Isn't that a bot at that time? At that point, isn't that a bot? Or are these people? I think you're arguing with nobody. I feel like these are posts that are just. They find posts that have high volume and they just stick them in there.
Are you shitting on my rant? I think that's what you're doing right now.
Well, no, I'm asking you because we don't audition this stuff. You and I don't talk about the material necessarily. I have no idea, Brody.
What? Okay, I'm saying it sounds like you're poo-pooing me.
I'm not poo-pooing you. I'm asking you an honest question. I was under the impression. I never take this as real people talking. I'm like, these are fucking bots just going at it. I mean, what?
No, I'll tell you why. I don't know if it's a bot or not. Because I clicked on them. I clicked on both of them, and they both are people or accounts that follow the Elvis Duran.
Carry on.
And they both have normal posts.
All right, then they're scumbags.
So no, now that you mentioned it, they were not bots. They were people who follow them. Either they follow the morning show or they follow big accounts. So when they post, they get a notification and they can jump on it. They probably got like put notifications on for all the big accounts. My point is, have some fucking class. Go look and go, it's a death dedication post.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not the opportunity to put on how you work from home and you can't believe it. Thank you, Kathy. Because thanks to Kathy, check out Kathy. DM Kathy.
Yeah.
So you can work from home and make, you know what? If Kathy was making money for everybody, right? No one would be working.
Mm.
Everybody be rich. It's like, you know what? I have this whole, you see commercials for hair loss products, right? Oh, we're going to laser your head, creams, lotions. Here's how I know, Skiri, that those creams don't work, that those lasers don't work. Here's how I know.
How?
Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, is bald.
True story. He'd have all the money in the world to fix
that. He gave his wife half his money, and he's still worth over $100 billion. Don't you think he'd have hair?
Yeah, it's a great point.
If he could laser his head, he could get a laser sent to his house in 2 days with Prime and have hair growing.
Right. Oh.
And I know that some people, it's bald as a choice, but bald as a choice usually when you have a little on the side, so you go bald. Most people with a full head of hair don't go bald as a choice.
No, they wouldn't
do that. At least rich white dudes.
Yeah, true story.
Right? Like some black men look good with bald head. They like a lot of NBA players.
They go chrome dome.
They go chrome dome, and that's great. I don't know a lot of white guys with a full head of hair and go, I'm taking it off.
Yeah.
If you are, God bless you, but you know, fuck you, because there are people who are dying for hair and you're just shaving it off. So yeah, if bald cures worked, Jeff Bezos, full head of hair.
Now you guys,
not that he needs hair. He doesn't need a sports car.
No, dude, he doesn't. He's got money. He's big in the pockets. You know what I'm saying? He's big in the pocket.
He could date you. Give you a hundredth of his salary. You never have to work again. You never have to call Kathy.
No.
You don't have to call Kathy and work from home.
You know,
Jeff Bezos' wife wasn't selling LuLaRoe.
So there's a new social media app that has not been infiltrated by these people, by these self-promoters yet. And I think that we should jump on it. I'm telling you. I'm here early, Brody. No.
Is it with a D?
No. Nope. Okay. I'm here for it. Okay. You know, I was first to Facebook back in the day. You guys yelled at me and made fun of me because you said only college kids were on it at the time, but I joined it. I was first to Instagram, and you were like, what the hell are you doing that for? That's a picture app. And then I was first to TikTok, and you guys, and this was like in the past 2 years, you laughed your asses off saying it's only for kids. Now every motherfucker's on TikTok. In fact, there can't be a viral video that appears in your day that you don't click on it and it links to TikTok. It's most of them now. So I'm a trailblazer on this, and I'm telling you, the next one is Clubhouse. Okay, have you been? Do you know about the Clubhouse app?
No.
What? What do you mean? No. You never been on Clubhouse? Okay, brand new app. It's a social media app. You got
it. Is it better than Google Hangouts?
Well, go get your name. Go claim your name at the very least. You can go claim it. But here's the thing: it's invitation only right now because it's in beta. So what you do is you go on, you claim your name. So I already got at Skiri Jones, you got at David Brody. And then when you sign up, you hit enter and then you wait for to be invited to actually start the app. But usually somebody sees that you've signed up and it's each person gets two.
It's project management. It's project management.
Each person gets two. What are you talking about?
Clubhouse. It's a purple logo with two flags.
Clubhouse. Yeah, the Clubhouse app. No, it's not. It's a picture of a guy.
Well, this says Clubhouse, and it's a project manager.
No, it's actually...
It's something else, right? You got the name wrong?
It's Clubhouse, one word. And it's a guy, it's a picture of a black and white, it's a black and white picture of a guy with long hair and a beard.
No, I don't know. On Android, Clubhouse software has an app called Clubhouse, and it's a corporate type app.
No, it's not. Well, this isn't. Well, this is great. Anyway, it is kind of corporate.
Clubhouse? Is it?
No, it is kind of. No, here's what happens. So when you join, once you get on Clubhouse, you actually can go into these rooms with people, but you could be on a stage and you're a speaker. So there's like three or four speakers on a panel, and then the rest of the people are in the audience, and you can actually call an audience member on stage to help to speak. The thing is, this is, I think, where we're going. I think this is a professional app. It looks kind of cute, sexy. I don't understand. Oh, wait. Maybe it's not on Android yet. You may be fucked.
Oh, well, fantastic.
That's not it. That's not it. What did you do? You texted it to me.
Yeah, I texted you a screenshot of Clubhouse.
That does not
Well, that's going to be a problem because the name's taken.
No. Multiple logins. What is this here? No, this is not you. This is not it. Anyway.
Well, it can't be called Clubhouse then.
It is Clubhouse.
It's not Clubhouse, two words?
It's one word, Clubhouse.
All right. It's better than Feed. You had me on Feed a few years ago.
I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And Slices,
Friendster.
Check it out. Yeah, I'm telling you, you'll thank me later. And then our other friends at Stereo, eventually, we're going to get back on there and do another one of those talks where we can actually, do a little mini podcast companion.
Yeah,
where
people
you get,
are asking.
Where you get to put your name, you get to actually talk to us, talk back to us in real time.
And I bought two lavalier mics, so I sound better, so Scare doesn't complain that I'm using a Bluetooth earpiece.
Yeah, so it'll be great. It'll be awesome. All right, that's just upcoming business. Just wanted to get that shit out of the way.
Have some respect for Dustin Diamond, damn it. That's basically what I'm saying.
I got you. All right. Oh, Brody, you're going to hate this. We got an email called Kitty Litter Scamboni.
Okay. Ooh, I don't like it already.
From Kate McKee. I got scammed by Pretty Litter, a kitty litter company. I saw an ad, and I thought, why not? I'm constantly on the hunt for a kitty litter I like. I'm sure it's out there, but it's certainly not Pretty Litter. Although the product wasn't bad, my family decided it wasn't the right product for us. A month later, another box showed up, even though I didn't sign up for AutoSend. So I emailed them saying, I'll keep this litter and pay for it, but I didn't want another bag, thinking I might have accidentally signed up for AutoSend. I explained, my cats don't like it. In their defense, they wrote back quickly and explained cats sometimes take some time to adjust. Then they admitted that I was automatically signed up for the AutoSend and that I should give their product a little more time. What type of company signs you up for AutoSend, assuming you'd want it? By the way, Scary, don't listen to everyone. Adopt kittens. I may. They're easy and awesome. I'll even give you an unused bag of my pretty litter. So apparently there are companies out there that give you the old scamponi where you sign up for something and then you don't realize you've signed up for the auto send without even signing up for the auto send. So how do you get out of that? It's kind of like a never ending maze.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you have to get them on the phone and give them hell. If you can't handle it online. You can't because online screws you. Online never gets back to you.
Yeah, but do they owe you anything for the auto send, having the auto send feature on?
I don't know. There's got to be like a disclaimer that says you're automatically being renewed unless you cancel.
Okay. Just saying. All right. So there's that. Did you have another one?
I do. Yeah. Let me pull up what I have here. Do you see what I sent you, by the way?
Just now?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yep.
Who
you
sent
know people are gonna notice it. Should well, I tell you? You want to? You better look who sent it before I say anything.
Who sent it?
Listener.
A listener sent it to us.
No, it's a screenshot of someone.
Yeah,
who
no,
wished
I
happy
see
birthday.
The screenshot. Oh my goodness.
Yep.
Wow, we got okay. My co-host Cher Cosenza on the other podcast I do was promoting.
Sent you a beautiful birthday greeting.
Sent me a beautiful birthday greeting. Yes, and she on her caption she wrote, "You're the best big brother from another mother and most amazing podcast co-host girl can ask for." And she spelled your YOUR, and it should be. YOU_RE. Oh my goodness. So now what? How do we handle this? This is one of our own, Brody. Somebody pointed this out and screenshotted it and sent it to us. I love it.
I don't know if I would delete it.
Well, I'm not going to repost it. She's expecting me to repost it because I reposted everybody today. What should I do? Should I like kind of pull her aside and say, you may want to just.
No, I wouldn't bring it up, but I wouldn't repost it. I just.
Yeah. Okay. You okay?
I just got it.
What's the matter? You sound like the cat's got your tongue, Brody. You all right?
No. I'm looking up something I wanted to bring up. I had something else I wanted to talk about, but then I was like, oh, this just came into my phone, to my social media. So, okay. So Desiree, Dade Bombs, Dade Z Bombs, Dade Z, B-O-M-B-Z, on Instagram.
Yeah.
We talked last week about the shower scrubber, the ladies' shower scrubber.
Yeah.
Right? So the clean spa, or the cleanse spa, whatever it was.
Yeah.
She said, I just wanted to tell you I had the pleasure of watching this commercial last night and was laughing so hard. Look, it's the obsessed girl. So she took a picture of the item with the four brush heads and the woman who goes, I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, so, I'm obsessed. I can't get enough of this.
So I know you guys listened in order, so you heard it last week. If you're new to the podcast, go back. Welcome aboard.
Yeah,
go back and listen to episode 160. 160. And of course, 158. Please go back and listen to 158.
Yeah, go back to number two.
Somebody. Go back to number two.
Yeah, all right. All right, we got to take a quick break here. But continue.
Yeah, and then I have some unused jokes, and then I think we got to wrap it up because it's your birthday. So let's...
where am I going? I told you I'm going nowhere today.
Hit the commercials.
The Brooklyn Bars Podcast with Bodie and Scary.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
All right. So, you have anything else you want to hit? I got some unused jokes and,
Wait a second. How are you doing unused jokes when we're doing the show remotely? The unused joke segment is supposed to be when you write a bunch of jokes down on a piece of paper and give them to Elvis and then Elvis doesn't use them. But okay, for most of the on-air
show. We've been in quarantine since March, right? We've been doing the podcast from home.
Yeah. We have not done unused jokes since.
We absolutely have.
Really?
We absolutely have. Dude, I type into the chat room, into the Slack chat room we're in.
Really?
You know that. We were talking on the air. When I say we, I mean everyone but me. Was talking about people, a porn category on Pornhub with people who do stuff with cereal. It was something to do with like a porn cereals. Somebody mentioned porn and cereals. So I started naming porn cereals. So I said Leather Cheerios.
That's
look
cute.
Look on Urban Dictionary if you don't know what that is. Mucilix, L-I-C-K-S, Mucilix. Porn cereal, Chocolate Cheerios, if you're into that. Lucky Sucky Charms. The Golden Shower Grams. and Turning Tricks, which is some I did. And then no one was responding, so I just stopped. Like, you know me, I could have gone on for like an hour. But I just stopped. So, porn cereals.
Okay,
if you have a porn cereal you'd like to submit, tweet us You know where to tweet us.
Yeah.
One last thing. I want to shout out to Bernie.
Oh, that was it?
That was my unused jokes. Yeah, because you said, well, you know, you let us. Yeah, because, right. Okay.
You want to shout out to Bernie? I want to shout out to Bernie, but go ahead.
I know you shout out to Bernie. Oh, I don't have the audio. Should we save it till next week till I have the audio?
If you want.
Yeah.
My shout out to Bernie has to do with something completely different.
Oh, shout out to Bernie, and then I'll have the audio of why I have to thank Bernie, the guy who runs New York for iHeartMedia, and why you're mad at Bernie. But you do your shout out to Bernie.
Oh, I'm not mad at Bernie. I'm happy with Bernie right now. Bernie sent me a beautiful award. Apparently, I got the shout out award or something. The shout it out loud award for iHeartMedia. Me and the 31 essential employees who've been coming into the studio since March to do the big show. We all together won this award. It was a 31-way win. And we all got a plaque, a beautiful plaque.
A participation award.
What do you mean?
Well, everyone who comes into work got an award. So there's not.
No. As opposed to you, who's sitting at home for like 10 months.
You got, all you did was participate.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to read
it. You didn't do a good job. Hold on. You showed up to work.
Let me go get it. Hold on. I want to read it because it was very nice.
All right. Hurry up. Then I got to go change. What do you mean, what am I doing?
Talk. Just.
I wanted to hear if there's any, like, crashing and banging, you know.
Vamp.
Vamp.
I walked across the room. This is called the iHeartMedia 2020 Standing Ovation Award. It's a beautiful piece of glass, and it's framed, and it's ready to go. And it's wonderful. And I want to say,
is that because you were standing and I was sitting on my couch?
Well,
every morning?
The Standing Ovation Award is I guess, people that... Every year it's given to one person. This year it was given to all 31 of us, okay? Because we, as a unit, G-unit, all came to work during the pandemic while everyone else was at home. So they figured it's all-encompassing. So this is not a participation award, as you just assumed.
Right.
This is a
but
real...
you got it for participating.
I got it because I'm an essential employee. And
right, but they gave it to everyone who came in, right?
Right, 31 people got it. So why are you trying to say right. It's any less special? Because
I'm saying it's like, you know, everyone who played on the team got it. And if you were the rest of the high school didn't
well,
be wasn't
well,
on the team.
Hold on a second. Well, wait a second now. If you win a Super Bowl and you were in for one play, you're on special teams or something.
Right, you get a participation trophy.
You get a ring. Everyone gets a ring. Everyone gets a trophy.
But it's not the same. It's not the same as being Tom Brady.
So it's the same thing. We've all achieved this together. So this was a team award, but you're trying to lump it in with those awards
I'm
that they give kids.
Like, yeah,
no. Explain what a participation award is,
okay,
first of all.
It's like everyone who runs the race gets a trophy. There's no winners, no losers.
Right.
You ran the race.
This is a lot different than that,
but nobody
though.
Did their job better. Are you telling me that nobody who went to work sucked?
What I'm telling you is everybody.
Well, what if somebody went to work every day because they hate their wife or husband and went to work every day and did a shit job? They got a trophy, right? They got a plaque?
Yeah.
Right, participation.
That's different. That's different.
No.
Give my kid an award for running around the bases and everybody.
Ran around the bases.
Or hey, everybody did their homework today. You get an award. That's a participation award. That's bullshit.
No.
This is not a bullshit award.
Showed up. You got an award for showing up. That's what you got. What did you get the award for, Scary?
I got
showing
the
up.
No.
You showed well, up.
No, because if you have to pull back a second,
I'm pulling back.
Okay, pull back. Okay,
back.
In the grand scheme of the pandemic, because we went through a lot of shit. Didn't the entire earth go through a lot of shit this year? Okay, so this small microcosm, this group of people right here at iHeartMedia, we're able to make it run. We get to make things run every day. So we come in every day, and the 31 of us are the chosen ones. How many people work in our building, Brody? A couple of hundred?
Scared. You volunteered to go in and you do a great job and you're very important. But what I'm saying is nobody got singled out of the 37, right? No one got best
people.
Of the 37. No one all got best picture, of the 31.
All our pictures were on the screen at the same time, all
and
31.
And you're all very valuable. What I'm saying is, though, it's basically you got a trophy for participating. You look at that 31 list. I know all of them, right?
Right.
Amazing people. And I thank God that you guys go to work every day and I keep the show running. We all have jobs. But you know someone on that list is like,
So you're saying there has to be like a gold, a silver, and a bronze? Yes. There has to be
I think it should be everyone gets an award, but then three people get super awards.
No.
Like somebody has to stand out.
See,
I'm
looking at this as in a different way. Relatively speaking,
right.
We as a unit got an award for standing out amongst the rest of you.
Right. So like everyone who completed the race got an award as opposed to people in the bleachers who didn't run the race.
I'm completely not on your side on this. I
know, because you got the participation
you're
award.
You're also belittling my award, okay?
No, I would never do that.
I wanted to thank Bernie for actually sending it to the house and for actually, you know, spending some money on a nice piece of glass. It's nice to have something like this. It's a moment in time. I know that I will look back on this and be like, and I'll look at it on my wall or wherever I keep it in a closet somewhere, dust it off and be like, you know what? And I'll shake my head. I'm like, yeah, I was part of that. I was part of a very, very elite group of people who received an award because we did things in a very, very, unprecedented time. We made a difference.
Yeah, but you know, you showed up. Again, I find what you do important, but everybody got the same award. That's all I'm saying. You all got the same participation
I just
award.
Don't put this on the level of
I would have liked to have seen a little bonus check for you guys.
I mean, listen, line my pockets with some cash.
No, I'm saying iHeart, step up. A participation trophy's nice, but I'd like to see like the guy who runs the Elvis Duran morning show get a little something extra. I don't think, like, Jeff Smith deserves a little extra. He runs radio station. He's our engineer.
But he makes it run also. But that's why we all needed
saying,
to do...
Look at the list of 31. I'm not picking out anybody. Right. But look at the list right now. You're looking at the list?
Yes.
You have the list? Is there anyone on that list, no names, who maybe you think isn't as valuable as you?
I see three people right here.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on a second, wait.
There's three people. So would you admit they got participation trophies?
Okay. So basically, ladies, gentlemen, what Brody is saying is that look at the award on your mantle or wherever that you're proud of right now.
Right.
That may have been a participation award. Because you guys, anything that you did in a group effort situation, Brody is like, well, if there was multiple awards for that category, it's a participation award and therefore less of an award. It's just kind of like a jerk-me-off moment.
Listen,
they're trying
people,
to give you an audible handy.
31 people have done a great job going into work. I get that. But imagine, Scary, if only five of you got the award. How much more special would that
be? I'm gonna put this in this nail in this coffin that you're not gonna be able to debate paper bag, okay? And that is Time Magazine, was that what is that they do the Person of the Year?
Yeah, Man of the Year, Person of the Year.
All right.
And by the way, Person of the Year for Time Magazine always confuses people. It doesn't mean the best. It doesn't mean the person who did the most honorable. It means who captivated, who dominated the headlines. You know, Hitler was.
Oh no, no! I'm so sorry. No! It wasn't. It wasn't Time Person of the Year. I'm scratch that. It was. Oh my God! There was an award that came up recently.
Nobel Prize.
No. For whatever the award was, it was not Time Person of the Year. It was
people's sexiest man of the year.
It was.
Hurry up! I got 4 minutes.
The answer. Hold on. They gave the award to the frontline workers for 2020. There was an award. It was a major award. It wasn't Time. We thought that was going to be the answer to Time Magazine. But my point being is...
That's different.
You can't fuck with... But that's a group award. That's several people.
That's different.
The frontline workers won an award, and it was like, all the frontline workers, you win 100%. In this category.
Yep.
It was. I forgot what award. It was a major award, too. But anyway, the result is still the same, and that means you're pretty much belittling them.
Nope.
That's what I'm saying.
Not.
What's your argument
would
for that?
Never. My argument is they all did an incredible job. They all go to work risking their lives every day. They all should be commended. And you can't single out.
But sounds like a participation award because they all participated.
Hold on. I'm sure within the hospitals, there might be a nurse of the week, right? There might be a doctor of the month, right? But this is a pandemic, Scary. You can't compare nurses and doctors going to work every day, saving lives. Yes, they should all be awarded. Yes, they should be recognized. They all didn't get plaques. We said a big thank you to all of them.
So we got a recognition award.
It's for participating.
I like to think it's a little more than that, but okay.
listen, I already told you, I think what you and what you do every day and almost everybody on that list, or everyone on the list, is wonderful. I'm just saying some of you, as you pointed out, probably do a little more wonderful than others. Because some of it isn't like,
but without each one of us, they would not have been able to make it work for the rest of you guys sitting at home.
Before we hit the Brooklyn Boys song, just remember, you're the one who singled out three people, not me. Hit the jingle. I gotta go.
Yeah. Are you gonna have a birthday dinner? And
yes, as a matter of fact, Peter Luger's in Brooklyn.
The boys from Brooklyn.
Steak dinner for your wife.
Yep. None from
boys
you.
From Brooklyn!
You get Gots and Goo from me.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.